Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thanks for tuning in to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and as always, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to come to you to talk to you about the goodness and the mercy of God. God is good all of the time, and all of the time, God is good. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. I love him, I love him, I love him. With all that is in me, I love him. And I say that a lot. You will hear me say that a lot because it's when I remind myself of how much I love God that I'm reminded of how much he loves me. Amen. When I remind myself of how much I love the Lord, I am reminded that he loves me better than that. God loves me more than I can ever love him, and that is reassurance to my soul. And I want to let you know on today that God loves you. Amen, and praise God. He loves you more than you can ever love yourself. He has a perfect plan for your life. He created you with some very special things in mind. God had a purpose and a plan for your very life. You're not just here to be here. You're here because there's some very important things that God has for you to do. Amen, and praise God. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, coming to you live with Power in the Word. And there is power in the Word of God. There really, 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 really is power in the Word of God. Amen. Amen. And it's a call-in show. You can call in any time during the program. You can call in by dialing 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832. And I will take your call as soon as I see your number come up on the switchboard here. Amen and praise God. You know, there's some interesting things going on. There's some interesting things going on in the world. And we have to be ever so mindful that we do have the victory. You have the victory for every area of your life. Jesus Christ said that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said, I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. So no matter what is going on with you on today, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged and know that there is no weapon formed against you that can prosper. What God has for you is for you. You have to get that. I want you to catch that up. I've heard people say that some things are taught and other things are caught. I want you to catch that. No weapon formed against you can prosper, and what God has for you is for you. People may talk about you like a dog, like a dead dog. They may treat you badly. They may undermine you and undercut you and undervalue you at every turn in the road, but you have to know that people do not determine your level of success in this world. Oh, yes, we all need people. I thank God for people. I thank God for people who call me up. Even while I'm doing this show, I get calls and I get emails from people telling me, Pastor Rebecca, keep doing what you're doing. And I want to say thank you for everybody who has ever called me to let me know that you're being encouraged by the words that are spoken from my very soul. Amen. It's not just my mouth. The Lord is using my mouth. He's using my heart, my hands, my body, my soul. Everything in me gives praise, glory, and honor to God for the ability for me to be able to come to you here on Blog Talk Radio and talk to you about the power that is to be found in the Word of God. There really is power in the Word of God, and I want to encourage you today to tap into that power. Tap into the power in the Word, because, amen, praise the Lord, because we have to know that we're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to have challenges. There are going to be things that happen in your life that you don't even know how you're going to make it through. But the Word of God has so much in it. I had a caller on Wednesday. She called in. It was Sister Debbie. Debbie called in and said that I could be going through anything in my life and open up the Bible and find a word for my situation. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why I encourage you to read your Bible. Read your Bible like your very life depends upon it, because it does. It really, really does. Read your Bible, get into your word, go into prayer. Go into prayer. Prayer is the way that we communicate with God. It's how we let God know what we have on our minds. He already knows, but he wants us to talk to him like any child would talk to a loving parent. God is our Father. We are the sons and daughters of God, and God does want us to come to him and talk to him in prayer. So talking about prayer, speaking of prayer, let us go into a moment of prayer. Father God, we praise your holy name, Lord. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. And we magnify your name. We glorify your name. We love you, Lord. We love you so much. We thank you for this time that you're allowing us to come together on this radio station. We ask that you be glorified, Father God. I ask that you speak to each and every person that will listen via archive or even via the live feed. I pray that you will speak to their hearts, Father God. Give them the courage, Father God, to call me or email me and to ask me about those things that are burning on their hearts, or even to give me a testimony about the great things that you are doing or have done in their lives, or even to just look for somebody to talk to about the trials and tribulations that they may be going through. I ask that you change lives today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we lift up that prayer again. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with power in the word. And you know that it is my belief that there is power in the word. There's power in the word of God. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. You have to believe that on today. Turn with me. I want to just go into the scriptures. And you know, there's a scripture that I want to read, and it's Psalm 23. That's a well-known psalm. I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. So if whatever version that you're reading from, though, the word is the word, and God's word is going to come through loudly and clearly. Amen. Praise God. But Psalm 23, starting with verse 1, reads, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy and love, goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Praise God. I wanted to read that psalm, not just for you, but for me, because if the truth were to be told, and, you know, God loves the truth, amen, and I love the truth because I love the Lord, amen. The truth being told here on today and every day that I'm here on Power in the Word, the truth is that I am exhausted. I am tired in my body. Amen. The truth is that I have been burning that candle at both ends. I have been staying up late and getting up early. And the Lord is being glorified in my life. Amen. Praise God. In my physical body, I am physically drained. In my spirit, my spirit rejoices because the word of God is food for the spirit. So my spirit is well fed and alive. However, my body is fatigued. And I needed to be reminded. God told me to read that for me, to be reminded that I must rest. I want to admonish you to rest. Do not wear yourself out trying to get stuff done. Use discernment, exercise wisdom, and know when enough is enough. If you're like me, I get excited about the things that God has for me to do, and I just want to get it done. I'm diligent, and I press on, and I press on, and I press forward, continually striving to reach the goal for which I have been called heavenward in Christ. But sometimes I lack wisdom, and I have to just put it out there like that. If you know what I mean, then say amen. Amen. Sometimes I lack wisdom. Sometimes my body is saying enough, and the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of my temple, which is the temple of God, is saying, woman, get some rest. And then there's me. But Daddy, I don't want to go to bed. Amen. I don't want to lay down. I want to finish this. I have to finish this. And I'm laughing because I'm reminded of a couple of weeks ago on Sunday when I told the children to obey their parents and everything that their parents tell them to do, to obey their parents. And one of the little girls raised her hand. She was about 8 years old, and she said, but I don't want to go to bed at night. And it was just the funniest thing, because what I was saying is that when your parents say go to bed, go to bed. When they say study, study. And she raised her hand and said, but I don't want to go to bed early. I want to stay up and watch TV. And all of the adults laughed. But it reminds me of the fact that we as adults are very much like that little girl. We sometimes are to the point where God says, go to bed, like he told me last night and the night before. I believe that the Holy Spirit was saying, go to bed. And the little girl in me was saying, but I don't want to go to bed. I still have so much to do. I'm just on the verge of completing this. I'm just on the verge of the breakthrough to find out the information that I've been researching. Just one more website. And then God will say, don't you click on one more website. Don't you read one more chapter of that book. Do not watch one more minute of that program. Do not listen to one more second of that program, but go to bed. And that's what he had to do to me on early this morning, about 3 o'clock this morning. He had to rein me in and make me lay down. And it's just amazing because he's reminding me of how much he loves me. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and that's what the Lord did for me. When you're feeling fatigued in your body, go somewhere and lie down or lay down. It sounds better for me to say lay down. It may not be grammatically correct, but I'm a country girl raised in the city, amen. So I don't know what significance that has for me, but for me, I want to say to you, if you are feeling fatigued in your body, don't keep pressing forward. Don't say one more conference, one more meeting, one more seminar. Go ahead and cancel the meeting. Go ahead and get you a blanket, get you a pillow, and lay down. Lay down in your bed. Lay down on the couch. For me, it's the couch. That is the place where I get comfortable. Turn on the TV. Let your brain and your body rest. Amen. And I know that's a word for somebody, because normally when I'm going through something, my listeners are going through something very similar to that. You're tired. You're tired. And you cannot continue to press through the fatigue. That is called battle fatigue. Oh, yes, we're in a battle, and I know that the battle must be won, but God will give you wisdom and discernment to know when it's time to say, uncle, I'm going to just sit here and rest. I'm not going to preach another sermon. I'm not going to do another radio show. I'm not going to write another chapter of that book, but I am going to sit down somewhere and rest. And God will restore your soul as you rest. God will restore your soul. Amen. Because if you're tired, you are weak. Amen. If you're tired, you are weak in your strength. Amen. And your senses are dulled. So there are going to be times when you're just tired, when you just have to do what God has for you to do. But there are going to be other times when God says, I didn't even tell you to do that. Sit down somewhere and get some rest. And that's what I'm saying to you on today. Know the difference and then do what the Lord tells you to do. So he sent me to bed, and I've cried, uncle, I'm going to bed early tonight. I'm going to get my rest. God will restore your soul. But even when you have moments that you're in ministry or you're working around the clock to meet a deadline, even in those moments, God will give you strength. Because the Bible says that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Amen. So when you're feeling weak, when you're feeling like you just can't make another step, when you're feeling disappointed, discouraged, and disillusioned, hold on and be encouraged. Because if you just call on the name of Jesus, God will be there and his spirit will well up on the inside of you to give you strength and to give you power to go ahead and do that thing that you must do. There are some things that we just must do, and God will give you the strength even when you're weak, even when you're scared. He will give you the strength and the courage to go ahead and do those things that you must do. Amen, amen, and praise God. Again, this is Power in the Word, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm talking to you about allowing the Lord to restore your soul, as we talked about in Psalms 23. I've read Psalms 23. Allow the Lord to make you lay down, and when he makes you lay down, don't fight. Don't be like those children that I talked about in my church saying, but Father, I don't want to do it. Go ahead and do what God is telling you to do. Do not fight the temptation to obey God, because sometimes we just fight the temptation to obey God. God says, obey me, amen, and I will bless you. He says, get some rest, and I will restore you, amen. I have a caller on the line. I'm going to take this call, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're listening and you're tuned in, and you are on the air with Power in the Word. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word.
It's good to be on.
Amen. Praise God. This voice sounds familiar.
Yes, it should.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm doing good. I am blessed.
Amen. Praise God.
I am blessed.
Amen. Well, listening audience, Pastor Anthony Simmons, my wonderful husband, has just joined the show. He's at work. He's on the road, and he's calling in to impart a word. Pastor, do you have a word for the listening audience?
Well, I do have a word, but I was trying to get an idea of what you were discussing today, what the Lord has put on your heart, and I heard the word obedience.
Amen.
To get into the place in life where we can say yes to the Lord and yes to his will.
Amen.
And yes to his ways.
Amen.
And I know that's very, very important for the Christian and the believer.
Amen. And praise the Lord. And Pastor Anthony, I read from Psalm 23, and I was sharing with the listeners that I was tired. I'm tired in my body because, as you know, I don't have to tell you, I have been burning that candle at both ends, and the Lord is making me lay down. I keep hearing my spirit, lay down. He made me go to bed this morning at about 3 o'clock this morning, but he's saying lay down. So I'm talking about just obeying the Lord, even when he tells you to rest so that he can restore your soul.
Amen. I agree with that, because when we get caught up in doing a good work, there's so many people kind of not doing their part, and we think that we need to do above and beyond, but God has given us our portion and our measure of faith that we are to operate in.
Amen.
And I don't think he wants us to exceed those limits, because he wants us to live a long and prosperous life.
Yes.
So sometimes even in the physical body, when we think we can press on, we're not as sufficient or efficient or proficient as we can be sometimes.
Amen.
So when we rest, we are more sharper in our mission. When we rest, our minds are more clear. We are more in tune with the word of the Lord and how God is speaking to us at that time in life. But oftentimes when we're fatigued, we're just not as effective as we can be.
Yes.
So for us to yield sometimes, it is very important, even though we are doing a good work.
And that's a key word, yield. And it just ties in, because I did talk about obeying the Lord, and yield and obey, they're synonymous in my book and in God's book. But yield, how does one apply that word, what you just said, to yield to God, to every area, not just in the area of resting, but every area of their lives?
Yeah, the Bible reminds us to be still and know that he is God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to be still doesn't necessarily mean we're not going to do the work or we're not working. But to yield simply means to give way to God's Holy Spirit.
Yes.
To sometimes just slow down or step back and observe things so you can proceed with caution and proceed with more effectiveness in what you're trying to do.
Amen.
So the word yield, God doesn't ever want us to stop the mission or to stop our purpose in life, but sometimes we need to step back from it all and get an overall picture sometimes I've seen in my Christian walk, people get so caught up in doing church activity and church work, they miss the blessings that are right there for them to enjoy.
Amen.
So God does not want us to get so busy or busybodies that we miss the fun of life.
Jesus.
You know, we miss the fun of life, and it's you know, it kind of takes away from the whole Christian walk because he came that we may have joy.
Amen.
And how can we have joy if we're so busy thinking everything needs to be done today?
Amen. Praise the Lord. I knew you had a word, and you had a word for me, your wife, because, you know, I'm driven. I'm basically driven by the purpose that is on my life to just do everything that God has for me to do. I'm determined not to leave here without doing everything that God has for me to do.
Amen.
But I have to yield. I have to yield. And I'm a control person. I'm being delivered from being a control person. So I have to let go and let God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. And I'm glad, you know, God, I know you, and I know God showed you that characteristic that you have a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great characteristic. With that word slothfulness showing us that there are enough lazy people in the world.
Yeah.
It's a great characteristic, but I've seen people use the word workaholic and
no, I'm not
overworked
that.
Or overwhelmed. No, you're not that, but you're a diligent person. You
Amen.
Persevere. Even when you're fatigued, you've learned to not just hand over your responsibility of what you can do to someone else or leave the work to be done by someone else. So you have that.
Amen.
And you've shown me over the years your work ethic, which I have picked up on, and I've learned that, you know, in my complacency sometimes, a sense of urgency has to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we all need a balance.
Balance. Oh, yes. Balance is so important. And the Lord just put this, Pastor Anthony, I don't know how much time you have.
I do have some time. I'm actually taking a break now, so I'll probably be here to the duration of the show.
Okay,
if it is
good.
Going in at that 3 o'clock hour.
Amen. But the Lord just put this on my head, on my mind. The Lord just put this in my head and on my mind. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalms, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
Amen.
Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones." Amen.
Amen.
And then it goes on to talk about your vats being brimming over with new wine and your barns being overflowing. That's prosperity.
Yes.
And it even goes on in verse 11 to say, "Do not despise the Lord's discipline."
Yes.
"And do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a
Amen.
Father the son he delights in." And I think that's powerful.
That is powerful. I saw that also in the book of Hebrews, and it's amazing how the New Testament and the Old Testament fits together.
Mm-hmm.
Those same words are found in the book of Hebrews about the Lord chastising his children.
Yes.
And disciplining us.
Yeah.
You and I, we have children, and sometimes we do have to discipline them, but it's only for their own good.
Amen.
We love them, and we know that God loves us, so how much more does he want us to be corrected and live a fulfilled life?
Yeah.
So it's just a wonderful thing that as you read that scripture, it placed in my heart that there's a blessing attached to that first part of trusting in God.
That's good, and that's really good. And it also reminds us that it's all good. God is trying to get us to the position where we are obeying him for our own good. You know, when our parents used to say, "This is for your own good," we didn't understand that. And as children
right.
of God, I think sometimes we fail to understand that a lot of his disciplinary actions, a lot of the words that we read in the Bible are really words of admonishment for our own good.
Yes. Oftentimes I hear you say that the Bible is not about do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to take stuff away from us that we shouldn't be doing anyway.
Oh, yes.
And it's amazing how, as human beings, we tend to hold on to things that we think bring us joy, and they're actually taken away from our lives.
But
God knows better than us. His ways are higher than our ways.
Amen. And I feel God right now, because that's me as a human being. You know, you would not think that this is sin. You would not think it's sin, because it's not a blatant sin. But the Bible says to lean not on your own understanding, but to trust God and to consider him in all of your ways. But sometimes I get ahead of God, and I'm admitting that. Sometimes I run out there ahead of God, and I know that there are some listeners out there that you run out there ahead of God. And God is saying, wait a minute, whoa, did you stop and consider me before you went out there trying to get that information or trying to get that job or trying to open that business or start that ministry? Did you stop and consider me? Did you acknowledge me? Did you commit your plans to me? Because another proverb says, commit your plans to the Lord. And sometimes we're so excited and so enthusiastic, so zealous to do what the Lord has told us to do, that we get out there ahead of God. And I believe that it's not, you know, sin, but it's a certain level of disobedience because we didn't check with our Father. We want to be, sometimes we get to be children and we grow up a little bit in the Lord and we want to be independent. Is independence ever good when you're talking about being a child of God?
I don't think it is. One of the things I thought about when you were talking is the fact that we are, you know, the Lord has called us to build a ministry, and we are right now in those building stages. And it's found in the book of Proverbs how a church is established or a work is established through understanding.
Yes.
But it's found through wisdom. And the Lord has blessed us with a wonderful facility and some great people that are climbing aboard to the vision and mission that he's given us. And one of the things that we notice is that when you step back and let God do it, it really is no closed door in your face, because God is the one that opened doors that no one
yes.
can shut. And we recognize when we yield and we pray on a thing and we step forward, we know that God is the one allowing the opportunities to happen.
Amen.
So it is very important to let him take the lead. We want to do some things in our own practical or in our own personal experience or wisdom.
Yes.
But it's more easier said than done.
Amen.
Because, again, you talked about your personality and some of your traits.
Yes.
So we have to get to that place in life where that's why prayer is so important, where we really want to be made over by God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Emily, we have another caller. I'm going to put this caller on the air because we only have a few more minutes. And I want to have this caller voice their opinion or ask their question. Area code 252, you're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Yes, good day, Pastor Rebecca. This is Pastor Tillery out of North Carolina. How are you?
Pastor Tillery, God bless you, sir.
Hello, Pastor.
How you doing, Pastor Anthony?
I am blessed. I'm doing well.
Great, great. Yeah, I was just listening and searching. I just want to share a couple of seconds with you guys. Just want to inject what the Lord was saying to me in reference to this conversation today. If
yeah,
that's okay.
Please.
Sometimes, pastors, the vision that God gives us is so large, and we really get excited about that vision that he has shown us. And oftentimes we begin to do things and try to create things to make that thing come to pass. Even with myself, you know, I can speak personally for myself. Sometimes I guess I try to help God out.
Yes.
But he took me to Hebrews 10 and 36, and it says, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now, God says that scripture is talking more than just making it into heaven, but it's talking about us after we have done the will of God in reference to what he has shown us and told us to do. Then the vision shall come to pass. And when you're visionaries, you know, we really, really try to inject our thoughts sometimes into what God is doing and try to make that thing happen. And sometimes we end up getting stressed out by it. I found myself just Sunday in the hospital in the emergency room, just kind of being a little stressed because of all the things that's happening in our ministry now.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing God in reference to what he has told us that he's going to do. But sometimes we get a little stressed just trying to help God out a little bit. So we just kind of have to set back and know that that word that has been released, the prophetic word that's been released over our lives, it shall come to pass. We just need a little patience sometimes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much for calling in to give us that word. Apostle, we needed to hear that on today, because you know God has given us great vision and we're moving forward with it. And I haven't yet to share some of the stuff that's happening up here in New Jersey, but it is imperative that we share our experiences and be totally transparent about the fact that we love the Lord so much that we want to be totally used by him in every area that he has birthed us into this earth to be used. God has a great plan for the earth right now, and we're just excited about what he's doing. And sometimes that excitement does carry over, and it can cause you to become stressed out because we want to put our hands in the pot and help God out. So,
right.
You know, thanks for the reminder that the word will not tarry and it shall come to pass.
Amen.
Did you have any other words of encouragement? And I want to encourage you, Pastor, to know that God's going to do what he said he would do. And it's just so important for you as a visionary and as a leader, because God has called you to be a leader of leaders.
Amen.
And you have to know that there's a special anointing on your life, and you have to definitely line up and pace yourself. The power that resides in you is just phenomenal, and the burden that you have for the people. The Lord has put such a burden on your heart for the people, and sometimes we have the heart of God. You have the heart of God, and because you have that heart of God, sometimes it will bear on your physical being. That's why it's so important for us to eat right and get the proper rest. That's why I was up here talking about resting in the Lord, to get the proper rest and to know that we need to lay down and take care of the temple, because I think you and I have a lot in common in that area where sometimes we can't rest. The vision is so great and the burden is so great that it's hard to rest, you know, but we have to discipline ourselves to go ahead and get the rest and to take the proper care of our bodies.
Yes, yes. Totally.
So just know that you came into our life during this season because we know that God is doing something great over here in New Jersey in our lives, and we also know that he's doing something great. I talk about your book every chance I get, Change the Way You Think, and it's just amazing that you're in our lives. Honey, do you have anything to say?
No, I just hope that our listening audience is blessed by what was said today. I was blessed by Apostle Pastor Tillery's comments on a personal experience that he has gone through, and knowing that the Lord is able and will do what he said he will do. And I am just blessed by your topic today, because I think it was well-timed as far as the body of Christ is concerned.
Well, Pastor Simmons and Pastor Tillery, we're going to close out because it's after 3 o'clock, but I would like Pastor Anthony for you to just close us out in prayer, just to pray for Pastor Tillery, our friend down in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Pray for him and just pray for whatever the Lord leads you. Pray for our listeners as we go off the air.
Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, this is the day that you have made, and we are absolutely rejoicing and glad in it.
Yes.
Father God, we know that nothing happens by chance. Even, Father God, this program has been ordained, and Father God, seen by you even before it even actually happened. So I thank you, Father God, for every listener, and I thank you even for Apostle Pastor Tillery from that North Carolina area, who's doing a mighty work, Father God, for you and your kingdom. And I thank you for his ministry, Tri-Faith Ministries, right there in North Carolina, that you bless him and his wife Dawn and his congregation, that you have given them an awesome assignment to do in the earth, and knowing, Father God, that he is a man after your own heart. So I thank you that you will bless him, and bless him indeed, enlarge his territory. You are expanding his borders, and give him, Father God, a heart that is restored. Give him renewed strength as he is on the mission field to do your will in the earth. And I thank you for our listeners that they tuned in, even out of their busy work day, to hear a word from the Lord, that they would go on and not faint, but they would go on and be strengthened and renewed in the things of God. And I thank you even for Pastor Rebecca Simmons, that you have called her to be a voice even over the airways to minister to multitudes in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for what you're doing in New Jersey. I thank you what you're doing in North Carolina and all over this globe. And I pray, Father God, that we all bring your name glory, because that's what it is all about, to glorify your name. And I thank you that you want all of us to prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your joy, your peace, your steadfastness, and we know, Father God, that we will look to you face to face one day, and you will say, well done, my good and faithful servants. So we look forward, Father God, to tomorrow, because we know that our latter days will be better than our former days.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor Tillery, thank you so much for calling in. And Pastor Anthony, thank you for calling in. Listener, we're talking about the strength that's to be found through Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I just want to let you know that he came and lived and died, and he took your sins to the cross. But not only did he die and was buried, but he got up with all power in his hand, and that power is available to you. If you will believe it and receive it for your life on today, you too can be saved. It is not God's will that anyone should perish. That's why we're here. Three in power, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We're here to represent the power of the Lord that can be made evident in your life if you just receive Christ. Amen. And praise God. So we just ask that you take into consideration that Jesus can be your Lord. And if you get saved while you're listening to the show, email me so that I can get you some information out there in the name of Jesus. Pastor Tillery, God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
Pastor Anthony, God bless you.
God bless you. Pastor Tillery, we'll talk. God bless you.
Bless you, sir.
And we're signing out. You have been listening to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, to get some rest in the Lord. And remember that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. God bless you guys.
God.